0.18. You know what that means? That 19 times I have opened this app, talked to this phone, and reached your ears, or whatever persons that has listened to them all ears. So, if you're new here, this is the Fleming Space. My name is Fleming, and today I want to talk about curiosity. What an amazing topic to have this late night. I'm about to rename it to the Late Night Show with Fleming, just because, like, let's see, I think only once I have recorded one episode during the day, but to my long time, like more than 3 episode listeners, you know that this used to be like way later during the, well, it was not later anymore, like 6 a.m. podcast, that by the time I go to sleep. But now that I shaved my schedule and I'm like working back to going to sleep at 11 p.m., the podcast will be, of course, moving back in time to the point I'll get to record either at 10 p.m. after I'm like out of work and everything, or I will do it on the afternoons. I'll put it on my schedule to do as part of my routine of content and stuff. So let's see how it goes. But let's talk about curiosity. Now, many of us has always, we have too many things that we're interested about. For example, in my case, I would love to know so many things about so many topics that it just became like, it becomes an obsession to discover as many things as you can from whatever is it that you're interested in. For example, in my case, I love design and would like to learn like as much as possible from that. But then I also like sketching, and especially architectural sketching, like one, how to put it, one of my secrets is that I have on Pinterest a whole host of boards that I follow and things that I have saved with full of architectural sketches, and see how architects and industrial designers do their sketches. And that thing drives me crazy. Like, I so much like that and want to see all that. And it gives me that curiosity. Economic models give me curiosity. Strategic thinking. Strategic games. Software. Like, I was a developer for so much time. So many years that seeing new things on code and tech also give me that curiosity. How the great minds think, leadership, all those things. Like, and the one thing that gives me the most curiosity are books. Like, I don't know what happens, but when I see like a book, it does not matter if it is like the 11th book on the same subject. I feel like I could get something out there, and I just can't avoid it, and I go deep in it. So, what do you do when you have, like, that much curiosities? Like, only, like, that many things that you are interested in? Well, it could be daunting. It can be, like, a daunting thing, and it can also be, like, crippling at time. For productivity, for just having like a more complete life, it could be a little bit difficult to handle and juggle through all the curiosities that you might have, mainly because some of them just require so much time for you to pursue, or some of them are just like so interesting that just stop doing whatever is it that you're doing that has to do with business or whatever is it that you do to make a living, in order to keep on trying to find out things about that curiosity that you have. Now, one thing I have found is that if I add my curiosities to whatever is it that I work on, or to whatever is it that I want to, mainly if I put it on my schedule, or I put it on my work. For example, this podcast was for me a way to get into that and to check my curiosities. In here, I have talked about things that I was deeply curious to research, and now I have an excuse because I'm making a podcast. But most of this podcast is, of course, about like my day, how did it go, or not. I think it's not about that. So mainly it's I talk about a specific topic for 10 minutes. That's basically what it is. But most of the time, the topic is related to something I'm curious about. For example, identity, establishing long-term goals, and all that kind of things. So I think in order for you to maximize your time around your curiosities, some sort of content around that is an interesting proposition. For example, eventually, at some point, I might end up doing a more regular or like normal podcast, and in which I cover different topics through different lenses and stuff. So maybe I could get to check all my curiosities at that point. Now, the one career path that also, like, I think covers all my curiosities and will leave me being a happy person is game design. I have a game that I designed. I didn't publish it. I put it on my Instagram and a few people played and I received some feedback, but I didn't launch it because some stuff came on the way at that point, and it just, that's how it is when you create stuff. So anyways, that was one of the things, because I can check science, strategy, marketing, design, code. It has everything, and I love the fact to build it like all on my own. It's just amazing. Now, back to what to do with those curiosities. One thing I have seen also is people have, let's say, designers, and they are working on something, and then they start to incorporate those curiosities that they have into their workflow. Some other people that can do that are like speakers, people whose main job involves some sort of storytelling or just like talking to other people, because they can draw experiences from those curiosities and just go and be more interesting. I think like I lost the whole train of thought, but I think you maybe could have derived some value from this. And my point at the end is, have as many curiosities as possible, but then let's work on those curiosities to see which one of them could at some point become a deep passion, and maybe even at some point they become your main career. Like, for me, the thing I'm doing now was just a curiosity. I was working as a developer for so long time, then I changed myself to be a designer, then I transitioned again to occupy like a more strategic architectural role, then I went into some product management, and then I just like kind of went back a bit to code a bit more, and so on and so forth. But then what I do now, it kind of has a little bit of everything, and it ends up being a much fuller career than the one I would have had if I didn't follow specific curiosities and turned into what it is now. basically maximized my talents and my potentials by following all of my curiosities, and at the end of the day finding a good intersection in which I could use them all and be much happier with what I do. And of course I have you all to listen to me when I put this podcast out, and if you are listening, then I feel compelled to tell another story and to explore another curiosity in order to say this. Well, that has been it for the time, and I'm deeply amazed that you got here, and I thank you for that. Drop me a DM at Fleming Space on Instagram. I'm Fleming Space at everywhere. I'm also on Twitter. I'm starting to tweet a bit more now, and I'm grateful for you. I hope that today you decide to explore a little bit more of your curiosity. And let me know how it goes. Have a great time.